The money markets, Millsy, have been up. The wedding singer just looking at his shares now. He said, I've made $400 this morning.
Well, we're on record territory here, and the Australian share market closed at a record high for the fourth time in the past five sessions yesterday. And we're talking about nearing the 7,000 mark, which is quite remarkable as well. And superannuation funds are absolutely flying, but will they continue to do so? That's the worrying signs. Mm. Apparently, we might see a fall away in 2020, but with Donald Trump and the Chinese going to the trade table, maybe things are on the up. Scott Phillips, who's with Motley Fool, good morning to you.
Hi, Scotty.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Are you optimistic about the next 12 months?
Mate, you know what? I'm always optimistic, so that's probably not exactly a satisfactory answer. I think the thing is that you've got to think about what's driven the market higher and what's likely to keep it going. I think people should be cautious right now. A 25% gain on the ASX last year is just phenomenal. That's 2.5 years, 3 years worth of gains in one. I think we always should be a little bit careful after that, particularly because company earnings weren't up very much at all. And so you've got this situation where we're all paying more for shares, but we're paying more for the same thing. Generally, that's not a good idea. And market does look a little bit expensive. That being said, it's always marks up 2 years out of three, so you're always better off being optimistic than pessimistic.
Yeah, so we have a look at our own market here in this country, and on this side of the country, I mean, real estate has done nothing. We've got no way that you're going to invest money in a bank because there's no interest. So where do you put your money? Either you go and buy, you know, and stock it up in gold, or you go and buy some artwork, or you buy shares, and it seems that most people have gone down the ladder.
And I think that kind of makes, I'm a shares guy, right? So your listeners have got to realise that this is my daily bread. So, you know, a little bit of bias may be creeping in here. But shares do better than every other asset class over time, over the long term. And so it's always smart. The other thing too, as you say, is how much income do you get from art? How much income do you get from gold? With shares, you've got a productive business, earning more profits, doing more business. As long as you've got a growing business, it's a pretty good way to make some cash. So I'm in favour of that, generally speaking. But as we know, through 2008-9 and the 99.com crash before it, there can be good times and bad times. Always worth being a little bit cautious, but for the long term, even despite those things, shares do very, very well.
All right, so I've been aggressive in my super fund for the last 12 months.
So when you say aggressive, what, you've dialed it up, you've asked them to go the high-risk ones?
Well, Bunsen burner right up the top, mate. And I have done that for 2 years, and the first little bit actually cost me money, but in the last 12 months, we've flown. Should I put it down, put the simmer down to moderate or maybe low growth? What should I be looking at?
Here's the thing. So when you talk about the high, moderate, aggressive, that sort of stuff, this is more volatility than overall returns. You will always get more long-term returns from high growth, but you're going to get a heap more volatility. So for anyone with a decent amount of time to retirement, you're to a very young bloke, so you've got plenty of time to go, I'd be staying in the high growth category because, as you say, the first 12 months cost you some cash. The next 12 you made some. That's the story with high growth assets. You're going to have a more volatile return. Now, if your listeners don't want any volatility at all, then you don't want to be in high growth. You don't want to be in shares probably because they're always going to be volatile. But long term, if you can withstand that volatility, the lumps and bumps, you'll actually do much better over time. So I would always say high growth no matter where the market was because on average you'll do well. You've just got to be prepared for that up and down. If you don't want to do that, then as you say, maybe after a big year, you want to dial it back just a little bit. And so you've got the benefit of some volatility protection. As I said, over time, you pay a higher price for that volatility protection. So high growth always wins. Just need to be careful about how much volatility you cop in the meantime.
Scotty, as always, lovely work. Always feel reassured speaking to you. All care, no responsibility. Thank Thanks, Scott.
Oh, pretty nice. Thanks, boys.
Scott Phillips from The Motley Fool. He's a good man.